KRLA, where your opinion counts.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. I wasn't here last week, so you had a good show last week, Dr. Tong?
Yes.
I know one of the cases you had on last week was Jacob, a 30-year-old who has a plethora of complaints, joint pain, back pain, chest pain. He was diagnosed, I believe, with, was it Raynaud's or something?
Raynaud's, yeah.
Raynaud's phenomena, which is cold fingers, toes, ears, genitals, chronic prostatitis. He had depression, fatigue, chest pain, just kind of more muscular in nature, right? After the first treatment, I believe, I remember he was
much better.
He was much better. His hands were warmer. He was not depressed at all after the very first treatment. Then, I think, did he have
he had a pneumothorax. Last time, we did not elaborate on that. Pneumothorax is something that air, your lung get a hole, pop, and air get into the lining of the lung and collapses the lung. It's very painful and short of breath and very scary.
Right.
And so you cannot breathe, okay? Severe chest pain, and may take a deep breath, like stabbing pain.
Right.
And you cannot get enough air. And usually those are emergency. And his was spontaneous. Some people with weak lungs can get that occur.
And his chest is also a little caved in,
yes,
right? And he's tall and kind of...
Most people who have a caved in chest are the people who hold grudges or who cannot express themselves and internalize all the stress, okay? As a result, the qi doesn't flow there. You don't have muscle growth or tissue growth. So like pigeon chest.
Right, yeah. The lungs are weaker.
Yeah.
And so it causes...
Well, anyway, one of the points we were trying to make is that he went to the hospital for 3 days. It cost $12,000. All they did was observing him and doing all kinds of tests. And then he came out just as bad or worse than before. So he was very scared, and his wife urged him to come to see me. And within one treatment, he was just like a brand new person, breathing well.
$12,000 for 3 days?
Not for me. Give me half of that.
For the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
but
that.
But
he didn't
do anything, okay? If $12,000 you improve life, that is not expensive. $12,000 for doing nothing. The patient just feel as bad as he went in. Mm-hmm. It's totally worthless and doing nothing. Yeah.
Well, he was scared. I think he was really scared.
He was really
scared.
When
he came in again, he was still kind of
short of
breath.
Yeah, he couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. But after the treatment, okay, he breathed better mm-hmm. than before.
And you use the lung points, is that correct?
More than just a lung point. Mm-hmm. Anything that's wrong with him, okay. Here we are talking about the energy paradigm. There are two ways you can treat a patient. One is treatment, suppressing the symptom. The other way is restore the patient's health. Currently, in the medical profession, there's not another person that knows how to restore health. How do I know? Because they don't know. A regular Western med doctor do not know that a human is a spirit, is a soul.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you're functioning, you're healthy, is because your soul is in the body managing this physical project, your physical growth. Without the energy from the mind, you simply will not grow. And in our lifestyle, we expend all the energy doing daily activity. We recover our qi from breathing the qi from the air and getting it from air, water, and food. So your lung and your digestive system extract qi from the food, from the water, from air to replenish the qi you expended.
That's right.
Okay, so after a person dies, when the soul can no longer connect to the body, then without the qi, the person cannot be treated.
Right.
So, in order to get to be healthy, you have to have the mind connected to the body. So, without this mind or the soul, the person cannot be treated. And there is not any doctor in America or in the world today recognizes that the person is a spirit. So, if you don't know that, you cannot restore health. So, all you do is you're masking symptoms, ignoring the underlying
problem.
Well,
this is especially for chronic diseases.
Even for acute diseases, okay?
Yes.
For acute diseases, Western medicine is very useful. But even then, the single most important thing they need in emergency cases is still the energy from the soul.
Right.
Okay? Just like in his case, okay? It was kind of emergency. He could not breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He was kind of cyanotic.
He said that his lung collapsed 30% or something like that.
Something like 20-30%.
20-30%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is moderate size. Mm-hmm. Okay, and after the treatment, he maintained to be well. Mm-hmm. He was able to breathe. His lung did not expand totally yet. Okay, mm-hmm. But after a few days, you continue to breathe well, the lung would expand.
Well, usually in that case, you know, if you get admitted to the hospital for that, they give you oxygen, and then maybe they'll give you Xopenox and, you know, some kind of handheld nebulizer so you can breathe better.
Yeah. Anytime you do something for the body that a normal person does not need, you're not really treating the person. That's just like a emergency temporizing situation,
right.
Like giving oxygen, all right? People who are on oxygen all the time, I got patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis,
COPD.
That are on oxygen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if the body is able to function normally, you just need oxygen like everybody needs from the air. You don't need extra oxygen.
Correct.
Okay, so when the body is not functioning well, then you need extra help.
So after one treatment, he was breathing a lot better then.
Much better. And since then
I remember.
He did not have another
spontaneous pneumothorax. I don't really remember who else was on last week, but
Damien was another person
mm-hmm.
who had been walking through and seen our sign in the building, and finally came in. I just forget he got a plethora of problems, mostly pain. And after the second treatment, that day he had a treatment. The
mm-hmm.
first treatment he was much better, but the second treatment really get to the bottom of it. He had no problem now. And he was more relaxed than he ever was.
Mm-hmm.
In the neck area, the pain was all gone.
Mm-hmm. After
two treatments, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, we had Ellen with us. She had depression for 5 years. Everything would make her cry. Her quality of life was very bad. She was on Paxil for a while.
Yeah.
But she still had a lot of depression, no energy. She had shoulder, back, and neck pain for 20 years, which hurt every day. And she took Vioxx for that.
Yes.
And now Vioxx is not even on the market anymore.
Yeah. I make a comment last week, okay?
About the Vioxx.
About the Vioxx and the mm-hmm. way that we approve drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We approve drugs, okay? If drugs went through all this study and get approved, why do we get people die from the drugs after we get in circulation. So the approval process is no good. In fact, you know, Celebrex, if you do enough study, you'll find
they
out
might
that
find the same thing.
Same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Just people complain are not being recorded. And
right.
when they have problem with the heart or something like that, if you take 10 drugs, how do you know which drug it's come from?
Exactly.
So the patient is reluctant to tell the doctor because the doctor will not do anything. Okay, a doctor will not report it because he'll run out of options.
Yeah. Well, medicine is poison.
Medicine is poison.
Yeah.
All drugs are poison.
It
okay.
is. And to take it for a long term is not a...
Take it for a long term for any symptom. High blood pressure, mm-hmm. diabetes, anything you name, take any drug for a long term, you're not treating the patient right.
If you're listening to our show for the first time, this is Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over, actually about 170 radio shows over the past 4 years. With cases, amazing cases like this. Again, it's...
Like 500-some patients.
DrTong.com, D-R-T-O-N-G.com. We have George on the line. Let's get him. He's our first guest today. George?
All right. I'm 71.
Hi. Stuff. Welcome to our show.
Yes. Hi, George.
You're 71?
Yes.
I'm 71 years old.
Okay. And what did you...
Suffered a stroke 5 years ago.
Okay.
And as a consequence of that stroke... I walked poorly and with pain and had to use a cane. My left side was always cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's warm.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm walking much better.
You were a chiropractor.
Yes.
In fact, George was scheduled on our show 2 weeks ago after the first treatment. I saw that he walked so much better, so I scheduled him.
Mm-hmm.
Except you come from Bakersfield, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so there's a long drive. So on the way drive, because of the long drive, he suffered a lot of pain. So he decided not to call in that Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
But the second time, after this first time, the second treatment, you did not have that pain. Correct?
Right.
Yes.
I also found it difficult to concentrate while
yes.
playing bridge, especially
yes.
toward the end of the game.
Yes.
My head would become fuzzy.
George, yes. you drive from Bakersfield to,
yes.
to get treatment from Dr. Tong? That's a long drive, huh?
Long
yes.
drive.
And you drive yourself?
No.
No,
oh,
my wifey dear drove me.
Now, how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong, George?
My wife heard him on the radio.
Okay. And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Three.
Three treatments. And you had the stroke 5 years ago. You have weakness, hard time walking, hip pain. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how are you walking now?
Walking much better.
Mm-hmm.
In what way is much better?
Well, with much less pain.
Much less pain. Are you stronger?
Yes, and I'm stronger.
Okay. How much conventional treatment have you received before? What kind of treatment have you received before you came to see me?
And what? Also, I am now able to focus and concentrate through the whole bridge game.
Yeah, you
oh.
were talking about that you cannot focus. Now you can focus a lot better after only three treatments.
Now, George, before you came to see Dr. Tong, what did you do for your pain before?
For
is George there? Did we lose George? George, are you there?
Yes, I was there. I take a lot of medication.
You took a lot of medication? What kind of medication?
Well, for blood pressure
uh-huh.
and for high sugar.
Oh,
yes.
you have diabetes then?
Yes, a little diabetic.
How about for the pain?
Well, for the pain, I would take aspirin.
Aspirin.
Okay.
Now, do you still need to take it?
Yes. Everything is better now.
Are you still taking your medication now, though, George?
Well, I take less. I only take it when I need it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you can focus a lot better, correct?
Right.
Yes. Well, here's the point. Also, what did you have any physical therapy?
Physical therapy, George?
Well, I did have when I first got out of the hospital.
When you first got out of the hospital.
How long have you had it? How many treatments have you had? Physical therapy. How long?
Well, I had about a week, almost 2 weeks after I was in the rehab treatment for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
That's all? And you did not continue?
No, it didn't continue too long.
How come?
Well, I guess they felt I didn't need it.
But were you still in pain?
No, the pain wasn't so great. It was discomfort.
Discomfort, okay. And yes. Kind of like weakness, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I here's the point. For those who had stroke or doctor who take care of stroke patient, you take years of physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
and they improve just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
okay? We have another patient, which is even more astounding.
Judy. Are you talking about Judy?
Rosa.
Oh, Rosa, yes.
85
yes.
years old,
yes.
and they she gave her up for that.
She had a subdural hematoma.
Mm-hmm. And she was saved by an acupuncturist and herbologist.
Mm-hmm.
Their son get an acupuncturist in the hospital and treat her in the ICU and save her. But the acupuncture and the herb did not help the pain.
Mm-hmm.
She was not able to walk. As soon as she walked, she fell to the side.
Right.
And her speech was slurred, and she could hardly talk. And after a couple of months of treatment, she walks 500 to 1,000 feet, talks
mm-hmm.
in the telephone, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand what I'm saying, George?
Yes, and I'm very happy for the treatments I received.
Great.
How are you feeling now? How are you emotionally?
I tell you, I'm walking better with much less pain.
Uh-huh.
Are you emotionally feel better?
Are you happier? Or
yes, I'm happier.
Great.
Well, because you can walk better. So you don't walk with your cane anymore either? Your cane?
I use it just in case.
Okay. You use it just in case, but with much less pain. Is that correct?
Right.
Oh.
Well, you know what we had to do to get you back in a couple of months? And see how much your speech will improve. I'll
uh-huh.
work on your speech.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
George, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, George.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, to call for any questions, 866-870-5752. We just had George with us. He's 71. He suffered a stroke 5 years ago. A lot of pain, left-sided weakness, hip pain. He also had blood pressure, diabetes. 3 treatments, he's walking much better, much less pain. He can also focus and concentrate more on a bridge game, on a complete bridge game. He's 71 years old. 71 years young, excuse
me. Yeah, here's the point. Okay, we stress on treating the cause
mm-hmm.
rather than treating the symptom. Okay, the pain is a symptom. You can use aspirin. You can use any mm-hmm. analgesic, any pain pills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but there's a consequence for that.
Consequence for that, and
mm-hmm.
you have to take it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Any treatment or repair that you have to do regularly forever, it means that you're not treating
mm-hmm.
the problem. You're not repairing the problem.
Well, why don't you explain a little bit your treatment?
Okay, the treatment is getting the soul back to the body.
How?
Now, it sounds like a religious talk, okay? But this is a scientific way. The Chinese learn how the body is connected to the soul
mm-hmm.
through a set of antennas.
Mm-hmm.
They call meridians, okay?
Right.
Each meridian, different meridian are antennas, such as the heart meridian, the heart antenna receive the energy, heart chi,
mm-hmm.
which deal with love and joy.
And these meridians are in the arms.
The arm and legs all over the body,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
okay? And
mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Why don't we talk to this caller?
We have a caller on the line, Carmen. Let's get to her. Carmen?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. This is my first time listening, and I'm very impressed.
Yes.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a brother who is 48 years old, and he suffered a cardiac arrest with anoxia to the brain. He wasn't supposed to pull through. He was in a coma for 3 weeks. According to the doctors, miraculously, he came out of the coma,
mm-hmm.
and currently, it's 2 years post,
mm-hmm.
October 3rd, it was 2 years, and currently, there's been severe brain damage to the temporal lobe and the cerebellum, which affects his motor skills, his walking, as well as his memory.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has had rehabilitation, speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy. And I'm just wondering, is there, you know, we've gone the whole gamut with Western medicine, and I'm wondering if there's anything else that can be offered to my brother.
Yes, I can help him a lot more than all the other things combined.
Okay.
Not just because I'm arrogant, okay, but I got so much thing to prove it. Go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and look at cerebellar problems. okay? Ataxia, they call mm-hmm. that. Yeah, we have a patient come from Maryland, and she could hardly walk when she first came to see me. After the first treatment, she was able to walk. Mm-hmm. And the second week, she was able to run. Okay.
Okay.
And in fact, we get her as a guest on the first week, and you can tell the difference between the first Saturday and second Saturday, the way she talked.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking much better.
Smoother.
Not mm-hmm. everybody react so fast, but 80-90% of our patients feel so much better after only one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that a human is healthy and can maintain health is because your soul is going in your body. Whatever happened, your brother, the cause, the cardiac arrest, is because the antennas are blocked. So his soul was not able to get in the body, and the energy from the soul opened up circulation. So if the circulation to the brain are not opened up, then you get brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
But do not fear, because we don't use our brain that much. Now, I mean, the percentage. We only use a small percentage of our brain.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, actually, a lot of people don't use their brain. Yeah. But in any case, no, I'm just a joke, okay?
But it's a good one.
Yeah. No, the truth is that they have done a lot of experiments. You can take out a major portion of your brain,
uh-huh,
a lot of your lung, a lot of your liver, one of your kidney, okay, and we still can survive.
Yeah.
You take out the stomach, you take out the... So,
well, yeah.
We only use part of everything. Once you get
it's
the
so
brain...
It's so unnatural.
Yeah, once you get the energy into the brain and open up the circulation, he will recover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get him to see
so
us again.
So he's has speech problems, walking, but how is he mentally? Is he pretty... Is he okay, or...?
He understands everything that is being said, but his speech... he's impaired speech-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he still has a sound mind, you could say that, right?
He understands everything we say.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say.
It
appears 90% that he understands what mm-hmm. we're saying, but he cannot respond in the way we do.
Okay. Let me give a little analogy, okay? Somebody who's retarded, or somebody who is like a mongoloid, okay? Somebody
right.
who's autistic. Now, these people's soul are not connected to the body, but their soul is normal, is complete.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
the connection, just like an operator operating on a computer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the operator is not very good, or the connection to the computer is not
right.
very good, then you cannot express yourself.
Like the antenna is not all the way up.
Same thing like an infant.
Mm-hmm.
An infant soul is complete,
mm-hmm.
is
yes.
totally mature, but the body is not. That's why the soul cannot communicate with the rest of the world. So
right.
for that matter, all the embryo of the
mm-hmm.
soul is the right human being, but
uh-huh.
they have not developed the physical thing to communicate with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter whether you are two self or you're an older person or close to death, okay, you're still a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm talking about Proposition 71. Is not only is not good.
Oh, the stem cell research.
Yeah, we waste a lot of money, but you're killing a lot of human try to do something that have been done for a long time and no results.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Carmen, do you have our number? You want to check out our website?
Yes.
It's drtong.com, our website, drtong.
.com.
Right. And then our number is 714-556-8664. We can send you some information. You can check out, we have all of the diseases that have been treated in an index with all the radio shows and also chronologically. Okay?
Wonderful.
If you have any questions, just call us again.
Where are you located? Where's your office?
We're in Costa Mesa, California.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Take mm-hmm. care. Have a great weekend. Give us a call again, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have almost 170 shows archived with cases very similar to the one you heard today with George. I wanted to even review Judy's case because she had stroke, too, five years ago, and she's doing much better. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
News Talk 870 KRLA. Rob, is that noise?